The Senate has passed a CR. How likely is it that the House will go along with that Senate version on Monday?
Well, that's I think it's probably likely. I mean, the next step is tomorrow the House will meet in pro forma session and just approve a one-week CR, because otherwise the government would face a partial shutdown on Saturday morning, and it looks like that's going to be by a rare unanimous consent. I think they've polled everyone. No one's going to drive up and show up and object. As far as Monday, I think we're probably going to see about 48 or 50 Republicans vote against the CR on spending grounds, but Democrats are going to carry. You know, they all voted against an earlier version, but they're all going to vote for this. So, I think given the Democrat support, it's pretty much a shoo-in that will pass.
Yeah, the timing of this is really interesting, because the CR is going to run out on the 18th of November, and that's about 5 days before the Supercommittee is going to submit its recommendations that would cut trillions. What is it about that timing and that little gap in between those two events, and what should agencies be looking for during that time?
Those are really good questions. I think actually the Supercommittee, the Congressional Budget Office said this month that the Supercommittee really needs to get its recommendations in at the beginning of November for CBO to score them and have everything ready by the November 23rd deadline. So I think whether it's officially or through leaks to the media, we'll have a good sense of what the Supercommittee is going to do in early November, and that would then in turn give appropriators a chance to figure out what they're going to do by November 18th. I think, you know, the next couple of days are going to be pretty crucial as far as how the appropriates process plays out. I know that, you know, the House is actually favoring an omnibus bill that would wrap everything together, even though they have pledged in the past to stop doing omnibuses. But the Senate appropriators are still hoping to pass, you know, some individual bills. For example, you know, the Military Construction and Veterans Affairs bill is almost, you know, has already passed both chambers, could be conferenced pretty easily. There probably are some of the less controversial ones. So I think staff in the next couple of days, while Congress is away for the Jewish high holidays, will be figuring out the strategy going ahead. But we may see some appropriate bills actually move in early October if they can get their act together.
Yeah, I was going to ask you to continue with kind of that process that we can expect once the Select Committee comes up with its recommendations. Now, those have to be voted on up or down, correct?
That's right. After November 23rd, when it submits it, they'll have to be voted on up or down. Now, most people are expecting the recommendations not to hit discretionary agency budgets again because that was already a cut was already taken in the August 2nd deal. So probably it will be focused more on mandatory spending. One key thing for your listeners will probably be federal retiree benefits and that's something that they're probably discussing. Although the Supercommittee met yesterday for 6 hours and all afternoon the day before, but they've been very mum on what they're talking about. But from what we know from the Biden talks and other previous efforts, so-called mandatory spending such as that is probably the first thing they're talking about.
I wondered about the things like mandatory spending, and I wondered also about the benefits for federal workers. I mean, we talked yesterday about what was going to be happening with TRICARE, a proposal to change how those benefits are handed out or handled. It seems like things that normally would be sacred cows just aren't anymore. Are you getting that impression too?
Well, certainly. And things like, you know, for example, farm subsidies, which have been so hard for opponents of them to cut in past years, are really getting a very close look. Federal worker benefits, certainly figuring out things to do with the Postal Service have also been proposed by the administration in the context of all this. So certainly there are some things that have been sacred cows for many years that are on the table. But I think the most sacred, the third rail of Social Security, is not. And although Medicare and Medicaid are, the president was pretty clear this month when saying he would veto a supercommittee package that cut such benefits without raising taxes on the wealthy.
We are speaking with Eric Wasson of The Hill, so lots of politics yet to come. But getting back to federal agency budgets, is it safe to say that the top-line budgets that were agreed to in August before that shutdown are pretty much the ones that they can expect they'll continue with for the rest of the fiscal 2012?
Well, you know, Senator Carl Levin was saying the other day with, you know, with Tea Party and members here and being very vocal, anything is possible. But I think, you know, the House leadership has really pretty much put their weight behind that top line number. And although there's grumbling, certainly by Tea Party conservatives about it, I don't at this point think that they're going to try to push for a lower number. But I mean, there's been a lot of surprises this year, so I wouldn't say it's 100% sure.
So what are we watching for over the next week, of the next 2 weeks, really?
Well, I think just to see how the appropriations process is going to be tackled. I think, you know, my focus on the next couple of days is definitely going to be looking at staff and seeing how they're, you know, developing the bills or if their omnibus is coming together and where the sticking points are. So I think next couple of weeks as far as those individual probes bills and dealing with the November 18th deadline will really key. Another thing that'll be interesting to see is how actually the president's jobs package fares. You know, Harry Reid is delaying that to deal with some China trade issues. I think, you know, depending on how that goes down, will also then in turn affect things like the super committee and deficit reduction. And, you know, I think a complete repudiation of any stimulus measures would, I would guess, tend to make the super committee less likely to come up with an agreement.